button.
It's an ID10 error.
My bad. My bad. So, for those 48 cloth napkins, 40 forks, 40 knives, $106, the photo scanner, and the placemat, y'all thieves only deserve one thing. There's no Slick Move of the Week award this week. What are we going to give them?
What are we going to give them?
Jane's Addiction, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Going on at WTSR? Visit our website at www.wtsr.org and check out our latest news, reviews, and events. There you can also view our DJ schedule and stream us live. This is 91.3 FM WTSR. Open your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Lil Gnarls Barkley. Crazy. 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. Hey, it's Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Jeff.
You.
Yo, I'm going to get the weather right quick so I can give everyone what it is outside at 10:33. Let's bring that down. It's currently 42 degrees. And today's high, 53. Tomorrow's high, 55.
Nice.
God bless it. That makes me so happy. Oh, you know what?
What?
I'm going to do the community calendar right quick.
Do the community calendar.
There's like two things on here, you know, make sure to get read. If you
can cue up the music.
I have music. Why is it?
What's going on?
I don't know. No, this is the music I'm playing. As I want to.
Right. All right.
So let's.
You do you. Captain, my captain.
The ass. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to do it with the Tron music.
All right.
It's WTSR Community Calendar. Ending tomorrow is the Philadelphia International Flower Show at the Convention Center. The theme is Passport to the World. For more information, visit theflowershow.com. The Convention Center is on 11th Street and Arch Street in Philly.
That sounds really interesting.
Hey, you know, but, you know, if you need something to do, it's going to be a nice day out, especially in Philly. You know, take a walk over to the Convention Center, get some flowers, and then get some Chinese food.
All right. Dudes, this is for all the dudes out there. If you messed up with your lady this week, take her to this. You'll be all right.
There you go. That's a good thought. On Saturday, March 27th. It's a couple weeks away. Yeah. From 6:30 to 9:30, Peak will host a combined fundraising event to benefit the Mercer County chapter of the Sunshine Foundation's Dreamlift. This year's event will be themed, Yes, You Can, in 2010.
Right.
It includes a fashion show, talent showcase, silent auction, wine tasting.
Ooh, all right, I'm there.
And adopt a seed. Light food and refreshments will be served throughout the evening. Tickets for this year's event are on sale now, but space is very limited. To obtain more information, to volunteer and to donate or to purchase a ticket, call Peak, P-E-A-C, today at 609-883-2000 or visit their website at peachealthfitness.com.
Awesome.
All right, if you want something included in our calendar, give us a write at news@wtsr.org and, you know, put community calendar in the subject line.
All right, cool. So while we're talking about stuff that's going on, I want to give a shout out to a friend of the show, DJ Tangency, boss DJ, DJ Tangency, will be playing tonight at the Sandbar in New Hope, New Jersey on Main Street.
What?
So, you know, if you want to dance your behind off to some really good music, DJ Tangency, Sandbar, New Hope, tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
That's, my man is amazing.
Yeah, he's
On the one and twos.
On the one, Wheel of Steel.
He might even have a three. That's how good he is.
He's 4 or 5, man. He just keeps him back.
But yeah, so that's, if you're nothing to do tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice night.
Now you have something to do.
Yeah, walk around New Hope, go to
Night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, 90 Main Street, Sandbar has just opened.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
If we weren't going to AC.
We'd be doing that. Yeah.
So, thanks for doing it on a day we already had something planned.
Exactly.
Thanks. DJ Tangency.
That's right.
It's all good. Anywho, so that was our community calendar. I think we would just go back to the music.
I guess we can play some music.
I mean, we've been talking a lot, recording some. That's my fault.
That's all right. I think
it's my fault.
I think the less evidence of our activities there are, the better.
I'm gonna play another Black Rock song off their self-titled album that came out in December.
It's the Rock,
and you know, we played the one song that was awesome, Hoochie Q.
Right.
Most stuff is on it. But as a big Q-Tip fan, I want to check out his song, even though it only got one star.
Yeah, but I don't trust anybody who rates the music here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, they're all like indie emo heads, and then rap comes in, and they're going to, this is what's good on the rap album. It's nothing like the latest Muse album, but I guess it's okay.
It's not with Muse, but it's
for like, rap.
It sounds nothing like a Dashboard Confessional.
Okay.
So I don't want
to. Yeah, it's totally, totally not like the Postal Service or Seawolf or the Ravenettes.
You actually have to do the face, too. When you make that voice, you actually, you're, he's, I wish Ravenette. I had a camera. He's doing the face right now, and it's a bit scary.
So, you know, it's okay. For rap.
Wow, you have to put the pop at the end.
Rap.
So I'm going to say rap from now on. Rap.
Rap.
All right. So we're going to get the Q-Tip song up. Hope you're happy. 91.3 TSR.
Open your mind.
Off the walls like a round ball spalling, spinning out the rims, no baskets falling, just another basket case stricken with the lonelies. In walked the man, out flew the tenderoni, wouldn't leave the children, left a little alimony. Nothing in my cup is just stale macaroni. Me need some sustenance, find me a bottle, renting to my paper as I script you a motto.
Everything, crib, cars, cash, average. Sorry, that just isn't my thing. I had you living like a queen, well established. To the point, you wouldn't stop to think that if you step out on your boy, you probably wouldn't say being a groupie for black kids. I know it come with benefits. I lifted you from your knees to show you what exquisite is. Fair exchange ain't no robbery, so while you was in them with your girlfriend, was slobbing me, it's probably in the script for us to take a dive.
Oh my.
Sobe Seksu, 91.3 WTSR, Open Your Mind, Electric Eclectic, 1043, Ryan and Jeff Tillin, waiting for 11 o'clock because we're going to have the directors of Retarded, Rick Popko, Dan West, on live here. And,
on the phone.
And they are getting up early because they live in Cali.
Right. So
they are getting up at O Dark early to come on the show. Much thanks to them, even now before they're even on.
I don't even know if they're, would they even be streaming this? I think they're going to wake up at like 10:59 and just like, oh, we got to call those guys.
I mean, not 10:59, our time.
Well, yeah, well,
like 7:59. That's not too early. I mean, it's still 8 o'clock is pretty early.
It's Saturday.
That's what time I'm getting up in the morning.
Well, yeah.
You know, coming in all scuzzy to the radio station.
Did you take a shower today?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You?
I can tell. What?
You? No, yeah.
I don't care.
Usually I apologize to Jeff and Samantha profusely. It's like, I'm sorry if I stink, but I'm not taking a shower until I get home.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Y'all don't got to deal with it. Y'all can be like, ew. But you don't have to smell me. You just got to listen to me. So don't be like, ew.
Smell you later.
Ew. Yes. So they're going to come on 11 o'clock, about 15 minutes. We will have them live talking about the films.
Yeah.
I'm also going to promote next week. Rozzy Hightower will be live here in the studio.
Yeah.
He'll be on 11 o'clock next week talking about his album Multicultured, which is forthcoming. We played his single Love Is All We Need,
which was a great track.
And his new music that he calls reggae soul, you know, it's genre of music that he's kind of invented. So
I wish I could create a genre or something.
Mine would be like R&B crap, I think.
So you just mean new R&B. You mean Chris Brown?
Yeah, Chris Brown. That's what we'll call it, just Chris Brown. So I'm going to play two songs that feature Rozzy. The first one's going to be Gym Class Heroes. He was on the latest album, The Quilt.
They're Canadian, aren't they?
No, I think they're American.
Are they?
I don't know. And then he's on a Good Charlotte remix.
All right, well, as long as it's a remix.
It's a remix. It's the reggae remix of Good Charlotte. We'll struggle through for our man Rozzy.
Yeah.
He's
got to get paid.
He's got to get paid. So, this is we're going to start off with Gym Class Heroes featuring Rozzy, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your minds.
Me, yeah, right. I thought we were airtight. You were playing foul, it was far from a fair fight. I hung on to your every word, sweetest shit ever heard. I even made you pinky swear me just so I was reassured. The rumors started getting back like so and so was hitting that. Silly me for being such an addict for that kitty cat. Who told me it's the truth, but I'm still afraid. I'm not the one who would jump the gun. If I had proof, I'd take off my shades and be blinded by the sun. Should have been a tour guide. The way you led me on, knowing I was one of four guys. Said you loved me, okay. Where were you the other day? Your car was parked at 38, but you at your mother's place. Your mother lives on Broadway. I followed you all day. Called, but you ignored it when you kissed him in the hallway. Call me crazy, call me odd. Call me what you want to. But karma is a bitch. I pray to God she always haunts you. Call me it's the truth, but I'm still afraid. And be blinded by the sun. Said you ain't in love, but the games are played. And I hope that you're having fun. See, I need you to take off my shades and be blinded by the sun. I'm in my sunglasses and that's all I can, so I can. I wear my sunglasses and that's all I can, so I can. I'm
Melissa? What are you up to?
Just the usual. Looking at people's Facebooks who I never even talk to or even hang out with. Oh, Jen uploaded new photos of herself at a party. How uninteresting.
Well, you know WTSR's on Facebook. That might be something a little bit more interesting to stalk. You should join the group or add the fan page.
Awesome. That's gotta be looking at this album called Chillin' in the Haze. It is 54 photos? Who actually wants to look at these?
Well, you are.
Shut up.
Add our group or become a fan of 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
Good Charlotte, I tell Razzy, I will totally care predictable.
Something is right.
Stress away, boy.
I can feel it again, feel it again. This isn't the first time that you left me waiting. Sad excuses and false hopes high. I saw this coming, still I don't know why I let you in.
Ninety-one-three WTSR. Open your mind, Good Charlotte, featuring Razzy.
Hi, Bauer.
Who will be here in the studio next week? That's why we wanted to play it. I'm sorry, didn't realize that the song was just going to cut off that quick. Thought we had like these 8 more seconds.
It's all right.
So it's like because the thing still said like 8 seconds.
8 seconds of pure silence.
Silence. Silence. So silence. Coming up very shortly, we're going to have
the creators of Retard Dead.
And they have a theme song, which played at the end of the film.
Right.
And
we were singing this thing for like 3 days.
Yeah. Literally after the whole movie and this song came on,
right,
I was running around just saying, retarded, retarded. If you watch this movie, you are retarded. And literally, Lauren was like, shut up. So, in honor of the guys being here, you know, not being here, they're calling in.
Right.
Pacific time, they're getting up early, like, yeah, it's early. We're going to play the Retard Dead theme.
Right.
And we're not going to be back, then we'll be back with them shortly.
All
right. I'm excited, man.
It's going to be good. I got some questions.
You got some questions?
I got some questions.
Hopefully they have some answers.
All right, hopefully.
And I want to know about a trilogy.
I want to know what they're going to do now that we're, Retard Dead is trying to go the way of the N-word. They're trying to get rid of retarded.
Oh, like the word?
The word.
That's retarded.
Yeah, I know.
And gay. All right. We're going to 91.3 WTSR retarded theme.
Open your minds.
Mm-hmm. not make jokes about special ed unless you wanna see a river of bloodshed. This Dr. Stern's back and he's hatching a plan. Gonna get revenge, dead shit, man. And if you don't listen to a word I've said, you might get eaten up by the retarded.
Retarded.
Special, you might call it slow, but you better call it deadly if you're in the know. They may gouge at your eyes or might bite off your head if you cross the path of the retarded. There won't be anyone to hear your screams of dread. Time to run and hide from the retarded.
A moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hey, this is Carla Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and you're listening to College Radio in whatever redneck state you live in that ain't Jersey. But I got news for you. The Garden State rules your ass, and you ain't going to be able to do anything about it. Jersey rules, man. You can't do a thing about it, man. Jersey rules.
You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR in Trenton, your home for music, news, and community information, a broadcast service of the College of New Jersey and the School of the Arts and Communication. Join us weekdays from midnight to 6 p.m. for alternative music, or evenings and weekends for a variety of specialty shows. Open your mind. We are interested in what you think. We are on the web at www.wtsr.org, and you can reach us at wtsr@tcnj.edu.
91.3 WTSR, open your mind. Good morning, it's Electric Eclectic. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ, joined by super producer Jeff Stewart.
You.
And we'll make a quick introduction. We have on the line, they are the directors of such infamous, awesome, amazing cult films
as Monsterd
and
Retarded.
And if you've been listening to the show for the past couple weeks, you know that Jeffrey and I, we love this film. We love this film.
It's good stuff.
I think our significant others got up and just started smoking and talking in the other room, and we were just shouting
right
from the Well, you guys are missing this.
Right.
It is phenomenal.
That's okay. We reenacted it while
like
we were in the kitchen.
At length.
Yeah.
And then sang the song that we just played, the Retarded theme song.
Which is, it's going to be in my head all day. I'm going to be at the craft table tonight.
Yeah,
retarded,
literally.
Retarded.
So, I would like to welcome to the show Rick Popko and Dan West, creators, stars, writers, directors of Retarded.
Hey.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. We lost them?
Did we lose them?
We lost them.
I just had all the fun.
No. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You heard that little...
What is that?
Hold on. We got the tone.
I thought you put them on hold.
I did put them on hold, but that's what I got.
No.
Wow.
Wow, let me...
All right, so we're going to go figure that out.
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to...
All right, so after the whole introduction, we lost them. So we're
right,
technical difficulties.
I'm going to see if I can get contact with them.
If this is the television, we'd be like, boo, you know that...
The little Indian's going to be up. All right, back.
Yeah, we're going to figure out what's wrong with the phone. So we'll play a song. I'm a big Troy Duffy fan as well. Boondock Saints, Two Ravens, 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
Two ravens sitting in a tree, they were just as high as they could be. Two ravens waiting deadly, they were just as black as they could be. Slowly one turned and whispered, my love, where shall we find our supper tonight? Down, down, dearie, dearie, down, dearie, dearie, down, down, down. Lies a knight dead neath his shield. You can gnash at his white thighs, I will pluck out his eyes. And his noble blood will make us fly so high. Down, down, dearie. far away, a young maid cries, begging and begging and pleading with the countryside, yeah. Above her head, two ravens fly, oh, down, ever down, ever down, ever down. One day in a field you will lie, and you'll be by his side.
Boondock Saints 91.3 WTSR, open your mind. It's Electric Eclectic, Ryan and Jeff. We had our great intro for the Retard Dead Directors, but something happened. So hopefully we're going to try this again. Guys, are you there?
Yeah, we are.
Oh!
Can I hang up the phone?
You could try to hang up the phone.
All right, we'll see what happens with this.
Go ahead, hang up. Guys?
Yeah.
Yes! All right. Awesome. All right. Severely sorry about that. Our phone is a little
retarded
this morning. Welcome to the program. Everyone out there, this is Rick Popko, Dan West. They are the writers, directors, stars.
Caterers, what have you.
I guess they wrote the songs.
Yeah.
Of Monstered and Retarded. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay. Yeah, having our coffee right now.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in so early. Thanks.
You really appreciate it. The second we finished watching Retarded, I turned to Jeff and I'm like, we have to get these guys on the program.
It's been a mission. It's been a mission for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
How did you hear about the movie?
One of our other co-hosts, Samantha, she works at an FYE on the side, and she came in and she was like, this movie came in. Retarded, you guys have to buy this film.
So I went out that day and bought the last copy. Well, the only copy of Retarded in FYE.
And then I think that night, was it that night?
No, we made a party of it the next day.
Yeah, we got all of our friends together and we all sat down and watched the film.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and then we didn't realize that it was a sequel to Monstered until, you know, we were halfway, you know, through it. So
we felt kind of lost and sad.
Right. We didn't know. We need to know, you know, the progression of the story. We need to know where it was coming from.
Right. Well, you know what? We made it with the intent that you didn't really have to see Monsters to get retarded.
Right.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How did, I mean, you guys are obviously movie fans. I mean, this takes a lot to, you know, to go out and put together these fun films. Where did you get the idea? You know, I guess starting with Monstered, like where we were sitting around saying, let's make a horror movie about a giant, you know, poo monster. Where did this come from?
Well, it came out of frustration with Hollywood, actually. Ann and I have been writing screenplays for several years. And, you know, and the thing is we couldn't get anybody in Hollywood to read them. So, you know, we went into a video store one day and we saw some of the crud that was on the shelves. We were like, you know what? If they're releasing stuff like this, you know, they have to do a movie about a poop monster. No, and nobody's done that yet. Well, he got pissed off when we were watching Jack Frost. So you can actually say the Jack Frost Killer Snowman movie was the stepfather of Monstered.
Oh.
And then we had been
watching Blood Feast, which was the Herschel Gordon Lewis, Dave Friedman movie, and they had suggested make what Hollywood cannot and will not make, and they sure as hell weren't going to make Monsters, so we filled that gap.
Right.
All right. All right. So how did you start? I know you wrote the script and everything like that. How did you get funding? You know, what was all that?
Rick, the funding. Yeah, Monster cost about $3,000, and Retarded cost a whopping $10,000.
Really? $10,000 for Retarded?
Yeah. So that he actually went to the special effects makeup artist, Martinez, did a lot of the cool effect work in there. Asked everybody else, asked us, but nobody got paid. Everybody just volunteered.
They got paid in food and beer.
Right. Part of the $10,000 was to make sure that the actors come on actually got some food.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Let's see. What else? How long did it take to shoot?
The Retarded took 5 years.
Five years?
Kind of like Apocalypse Now.
Wow.
What? You got to tell some stories about that. How does that take 5 years?
Well, 3 years to shoot, 2 years to edit. The reason is because everybody involved in the project has day jobs. As I mentioned, nobody's getting paid here. So we kind of have to work around everybody else's schedule. Plus, I'm a dad, you know, so I can't just have a day job and go gallivanting about making movies on the weekend and shirking my responsibilities as a dad.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That doesn't matter to Jeff. Matters to me, but not to Jeff.
Yeah, when I have kids, maybe I'll grow up and be responsible.
Well, it was a kind of a pain in the ass to do, and one of our main acts was having major drug problems, we'll say, and kind of fell off the radar and screwed us up, and we kind of had about 40% of script done, or 60%, and then we had the last 40, we figured out as we were doing it. It was really kind of a tailspin ordeal.
So it was sort of like really like a Hollywood production. You know,
yeah, and I was going through a divorce. It was great. It was wonderful. So the main actress was my wife at the time. By the time that the movie ended, we were divorced, dating two other people who ended up in the scene together with Jello Biafra. That's actually my wife, who I started the movies with, husband and my ex-girlfriend were in the same scene. That's how long it took to shoot that.
Wow.
That is an artist right there.
She played the FBI agent, right? Your ex-wife?
Yeah, yeah.
She was one of my favorite parts of the film, because every time she showed up, she had about FBI 9 times on her body, like 3 times on the hat, once on the jacket, once on the T-shirt. Like her shoes, her socks. It was just amazing. Like,
yeah, she got pissed off. She hated that outfit. And she was, my ex just always wanted to look cool, like she was in Sonic Youth. And I would dress her in these horrible clothes. She was very pissed off. I showed her that because I got that down in like Chinatown. I'm like, look, we can cover you in FBI gear.
Oh, hilarious, hilarious. So, what are you guys working on now?
Please. Well, we don't want to spoil the surprise, but it involves Satanists. It's not going to be a sequel. It's kind of like a 2000 Maniacs in the Napa Valley wine country sort of story. One of the Living Dead girls is kind of interested in the part. One of the dancing girls, the really hot dancing zombies.
Yes, I remember.
Mark, yeah,
who was a former Fangoria Spooks model. Talking to her about possibly playing the lead of it, so.
Very cool. Let's get back to the Living Dead girls.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because all of a sudden there's this thriller dance-off in the middle of this warehouse.
With the doctor, right?
With the doctor. How did that come about?
Well, that's an interesting question. We were reading the SF Weekly. It's a local free weekly here in San Francisco. And they did a house story on the dead girls. And I said, man, I can't believe the actual zombie dance in San Francisco. So they emailed it back. Said, yeah, sure, we'll be in it. And lo and behold, they were awesome, too. They were awesome to work with, and they did all the choreography and all that. We just said, that's the way. We had to kill the villain, you know. And if you're going to kill your villain, have him devoured by hot, you know, zombie dancers and just turned into mud. Like piranha.
All right, awesome stuff.
You can bring him back, though, right?
Yeah,
oh, Dr. Stern. Well,
yeah, because he got eaten by.
Oh, well, we could.
He got eaten by zombies, right?
So he could. Agent or something that he's injected. It. We've discussed. Believe me, or his twin brother comes back for revenge. But you don't want to go down that road right now.
So after you get everything rolling with this new film, will we see a completion to the trilogy?
We have a weird thing that we were doing that was a fake making of a fake sequel that we're kind of shooting. So actually the sheriff has moved to Texas, but we did shoot a scene with him and the guy that played the weenie whacker. But we were doing it like a, we didn't really want to make a sequel again. So we thought we'd do like a kind of Curb Your Enthusiasm final tap making of where we didn't actually have to do it.
That's a really good idea.
No, I'm heartbroken. I would love to see like a third part. I don't like.
Well, you know,
can we pick up the mantle? Can we do that?
Hard to get that group of people together. It was kind of like that's the end of the game with that shit. Because sorry.
No problem.
No problem. We dumped you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Gotta watch that. As you can see from Retarded, the movie, that, you know, it's like rival Star based on F-com, so.
Yeah, and one of that the jokes, kind of, yeah, one of the jokes we were saying, you know, we had no idea how fast and furious we were robbing the bombs, because, you know, it took 2 years to edit, and we were just editing in chunks and chunks and chunks, but it wasn't until we started watching how the whole thing progressed that we were saying, oh, my God.
Somebody said we carpet bombed with F-bombs.
They were trying
but,
to
you
beat,
know, we were saying so. The joke is that people could use Retarded as a drinking game, and every time we drop the F-bomb, everybody's got to take a drink.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you'd be obliterated by the end. Somebody said they stopped counting mine at 35 or something.
Nice.
I think I know what I'm doing next week.
Now, was that scripted, or was that just ad-libbed?
Well, a lot of it was made under duress, so we kind of we had a script, but we, you know, we just out of frustration and anger because of divorces and job loss and all this crap that was going on, we just took out our frustrations on screen. So, you know, a lot of that was just our moods at the time. We were cursing a lot because of just life in the toilet.
Yeah, and we did do a lot of improv.
Guys?
We were drinking. So that, you know, because we're shooting sometimes like after work. So it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're coming up. Everybody's tired all day, so start out with a few beers and loosen up and start shooting.
Great way to make a movie.
Absolutely.
It's classy.
That's
something we won't be doing on the next movie, FYI.
I totally applaud drinking while filming.
I applaud drinking on the job.
Yeah, just period. Drinking is
drinking
all
on
right.
The job, that's good stuff.
Let's talk about your distribution deal. How did that come about, and how does it make you feel to know that, you know, the DVD's out there in stores everywhere?
Well, the first, we got screwed on our first outing. We actually got monstered into Blockbuster, which was a shock to everyone, including the distributor. But it turned out the distributor was kind of a shady character, and she kind of cut and run with a bunch of funding for a lot of her other clients. So we just kind of said, we won't sue, give us the rights back. And then we went through another distributor. This is like our third distributor, and it's just good to have it out. I mean, we're not making any money, but if you've seen the Polish poster, which we're still not sure how that happened, there's a Polish distribution of this thing. It's horrifying. It looks like a Porky Scat film poster. It makes this look even worse, I didn't think was humanly possible.
Oh, we are going to find that.
We need to
look
that up right now.
Yeah, I'm going to find that.
All right, it's called Gwani Horror.
Yeah, it's called the Gwani, or Gwanif Horror.
All right, we're looking it up right now.
We're looking at it right now.
How does that make you feel that you've gotten to such a level that, you know, they are making... posters for your films in other countries?
Well, it depends on what level you mean, because that thing is like horrifying. So, I mean, we get like fans from like England and Canada, and it's in France, and God knows how it got there, and we don't see any of that, those
that money.
Right.
Particularly, Rick has seen a little bit. But it's in Russia, and it's weird. It's seen more of the world than we have. Both of those things.
Now, you guys are, you made the film and everything like that. Do you have any training in filmmaking, or did you just jump in?
No, Rick, you know, is schooled in it. We've been kind of shooting our whole lives. We both were, you know, video kids and had Super 8 cameras and all of that. But, yeah, if you go to funnyordie.com,
right.
And type in 4321 films, you can screw up a bunch of old sketches, stuff that we shot when we were in high school.
Or it's on YouTube. Yeah. YouTube, I mean, yeah. It's just junky old sketches, but we've been doing this for, you know, we were doing it for about 12 or 14 years before we even started shooting. So,
okay.
We didn't just fall off the turnip truck, even though that could be debated with when people see Monster.
So you've been collaborating since high school then, right? Or...
Oh, yeah. We started immediately. I mean, the first thing we shot was Rick strapped a... He thought it would be great to do a gunshot scene, so he put a bunch of tempera paint in a plastic bag and strapped it to his chest and thought that newspaper would protect him, and then he lit a firecracker and nearly blew a hole in his chest, and that was the first thing we shot.
Wow.
All right, then. That is guerrilla filmmaking right there.
That is a YouTube sensation waiting to happen.
So I ask everyone this question, just random people on the street. Have you seen The Room?
No, I know of The Room, and I almost bought a DVD. We were watching Black Dynamite at the theater recently, and they were selling The Room, and they were actually going to do it turned up at a major theater at a midnight showing, and I'm like, I keep hearing about that thing. So what the hell? You've seen it.
I've seen it. It is beautiful.
It is the Citizen Kane of bad movies. If you watch The Room and then you watch Retard Dead, it makes Retard Dead look like a 5-time Academy Award winning film. Like,
wow.
It makes every other movie seem better.
Not that Retard is a bad movie. I love Retard.
No, I mean, you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
You know what we're saying.
Yeah. Did you throw spoons? I hear they throw plastic spoons at the screen or something.
Yes, because in the film, they have just posters of cutlery in the background.
Does he do, like, bad CGI of San Francisco? I heard that, too. Like really stupid backgrounds. He's not in San Francisco, but he makes it look like. I've read that somewhere.
They went up. They made a set for a roof and did blue screen, green screen all the way around, and then put up, like, you know, shots of San Francisco. So instead of going to a roof and filming, they built, like, a $1 million set for a roof.
Oh, my God.
We got to get your people in contact with his people.
Well, they're money people.
Yeah, we need to get you their money people.
Oh my God! Well, I have to see it now. I mean, believe me, I'm a schlock junkie, so I have to see that. That's high on my list.
Go
and
back.
The more I read about it, the more I'm fascinated by The Room.
Go back to that movie theater and buy the DVD like today.
Yes, exactly.
All right, I'm making a note of that right now.
Right,
I'm gonna go track it down.
But you guys are, I guess, grouped with the Chris. You know Chris Seaver?
No.
He's a cat out of New York who does, you know, low budget movies, and he cranks them out real fast. And he's got a Netflix distribution deal. Like all of his films are on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
So are you guys thinking about going that route? Like
Well, we're
Netflix.
On Netflix. I mean,
but on the, are you on the instant
watch
stream?
Monster.
Is it on the instant stream on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Both of the movies, and then you can instant play.
Yeah, Monster's instant play. Retarded, not yet.
Oh man, I know what I'm doing with my afternoon.
I had no idea it was on instant play.
Wow.
Oh yeah, you can enjoy it just right away on the interweb.
Play it all
on the connected to.
I you've just made my week now.
There we go.
I mean, I'm meeting Jude Law on Tuesday, but this is so much better.
Well, you set your standards really low. I love that.
No, there's no way. No, Jude Law is nothing. I'm going to be like, Monster, dude, Netflix, let's go watch it.
Let's give him a signed copy of the DVD.
I'm going to give Jude Law a signed copy of the DVD.
Give him Monster and give Forrest Whitaker Retard Dead.
Yeah.
Ask Jude if he wants to be in our next play.
I will do that because I have him and Forrest Whitaker. See, I'll give Forrest Whitaker Retard Dead and be like, guys, sequel, come on.
Well, we don't want those guys, like, bugging us for roles, you know?
Well, you know.
They got an audition like everyone else.
You can always cast them to be in the background or something.
Yeah, well, hey, Forrest, you're going to have to get in line.
Jude Law in this movie as guy on bench. So when are you going to start, you know, you think about filming the next film that you were talking about?
Well, we're working on the script now, so perhaps this summer we're kind of shooting for that. We've got a cast assembled already, kind of like we've got a cast with actual actors this time instead of, you know, not that there was anything wrong with our other leads and everything, but these people will actually learn their lines and we don't have to feed it to them, and you know, it's more professional a little bit. Not
right.
That everybody didn't pull their weight, but we don't need to do 5 million takes again, you know, for one goddamn line.
Well, it also helps if you're not all drunk.
Right.
Right.
But you are going to be in Napa Valley.
Yeah. It's about cult wine. I don't know. I'd never heard that term until we started talking about doing this, but it's about this winery that, well, we don't want to wreck the big surprise, but it's about a cult wine, and it's kind of like a 2000 Maniac deal where they draw these people up and kill them in horrible ways.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
Especially in wine country.
Yes.
It's like Sideways.
The whole thing is, you know, Napa's so snooty, and everybody's so rich and highfalutin, and it's so bucolic, perfect up there. We thought, you know, well, let's put this whole horrible underbelly to it where they're all a bunch of satanic blood drinkers.
I like where your head's at. Now, based on the success of Monstered and Retarded, do you actually have backers for this movie? Or is this out of pocket?
If you know anybody, I assume that our next project budget will probably be around $10,000 or $15,000. I would prefer not to have to put it on my credit card. But, yeah, so if you guys know anybody that is interested, you can give them my email.
I get my mom's credit card, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take it out of her wallet.
There's actually...
Awesome. And your mom would love you for the great son you are.
And you know what? We'll give you a producer credit.
There you go.
There you go.
In fact, we'll put you in it if you want to fly out here.
All right. There you go. Well, you guys know I write for Ain't It Cool News as well, so I'm more than happy to, you know, talk about your project on the interwebs there as well.
Wow. Yeah. Groovy. Well, we'll keep you abreast of how this is going now that we've got your emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find us on Facebook, on the Twitters.
Groovy.
Where can people go to find out more about your films?
We have a website. Not that it's 4321films.com. That's our main website. We do have a MySpace page, but we don't really venture to MySpace that off.
No one does.
I even think that the guy who started it goes to MySpace anymore.
Actually, they fired him. They fired
Tom.
I
put a profile on recently, and I have had no friend requests at all.
Yeah, no one. That's
not
like
not
this
a
guy.
One.
Yeah, I think all the uncool kids are the one who goes to MySpace now. You know, it's done.
Yeah, we don't have a Facebook yet. I think I tried to start a Facebook like months. There's an actual Facebook group that calls itself Monstered is the Greatest Film Ever Made, and it's a bunch of these people that watched it a few years ago.
All right.
And they're the only ones in the group.
Oh,
nobody else agrees with
them. We are joining that group today as well.
Joining.
Yeah, I'm going to join, like, as soon as we're off the phone with you, I'm joining that group. But yeah, so what is it, 4321films.com?
Yeah, that's our main website. So once we go into production on the next one, we'll probably start putting, making of scenes and, you know, whatever behind the scenes footage up there or scenes from it.
Awesome. And then, you know, everyone, you could buy Monstered and Retarded in, you know, local shops, Best Buy, FYE, go on Amazon.com, or you could instant stream Monstered from Netflix.
But buy it because, you know, we need to put money in these guys' pockets.
Yeah. I guess to wrap up.
I guess, right. Yeah, we're good. Thank you so much, guys, for calling in.
Hey, it was great. Thanks for the support, man.
Oh,
not a really problem. Thank you for putting out.
And for having us on your show.
Oh, it's thank
our
you
pleasure.
So much.
All right,
and the DVDs are coming, by the way.
All right.
We're gonna announce that later on. We're gonna, you know,
we'll give some away.
Signed copies of Monstered and Retarded.
Yeah. Awesome. Let us know how that goes.
We definitely will. We'll keep in touch. We're going to have you back on the show once
Filming starts. You know, we'll have, if you guys want to come back on, you know, from the set,
yeah,
we'd love to have you.
Oh, okay, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Rick and Dan, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Right. Yeah.
Bye. All right. Wow. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. I can't believe Monster Herd is available on Netflix.
I had no idea. I mean, I was a big, you know, instant cue junkie.
Right.
But
I'm gonna get some stuff I gotta play out of the way, some of the PSAs and stuff.
Right.
I'm gonna get some music on, and then we'll be back to talk more about, you know,
everything.
Everything.
The wrap up.
Yeah, the big wrap up, because it's our final half hour. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Now, let me get this straight. As a first-time homebuyer, I can get a tax credit up to $8,000?
That's right.
And I could get another credit for making my home more energy efficient?
Yep, up to $1,500.
Whew, next you're going to tell me I can get money back on a new car.
Or a motorcycle, truck, motorhome. There's a tax break on the first $49,500 for almost any vehicle.
Did you go to college to figure all this out?
Nope. All the latest tax credit information is at irs.gov/recovery. But if you are paying for college this year, there's a tax credit of up to $2,500 to help with those expenses, too. Just remember, many of these Recovery Act tax credits are for 2009 only. So planning now can reward you handsomely later. irs.gov/recovery. Your official source.
How about dinner? Tax credit for that?
In your dreams.
Want to know more about WTSR? Go to our website, WTSR.org. There you can find our station history, DJ schedule, music reviews, top 30 albums of the week, info on our concert series, and more.
And you can always contact us at WTSR@tcnj.edu. This is 91.3 WTSR from the College of New Jersey. Open your mind.
Hey, I'm Mike Leatherwood.
And I'm Tom Taylor.
Join us for the Mike and Tom Awesome Show every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. as we play the best in alternative rock from the 90s and today.
We play all your favorites and take all your requests. That's every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on 91.3 FM WTSR or online at WTSR.org.
91.3 WTSR, open your mind. Hey, it's Ryan from Electric Eclectic. Really quickly, I am going to try to get on some music really quick and read our campus calendar. Of course, if music actually wanted to play. Nothing likes to work today. All right, so books. Visit the TCNJ bookstore between March 15th and March 27th, and you could buy one, get one 50% off on selected T-shirt styles, so you want to show off your TCNJ pride. Go there March 15th through the 27th. Buy one, get one. On Tuesday, March 16th at 7 p.m., TCNJ Lacrosse will play Eastern University in Lyons Stadium. Admission is free with a valid TCNJ ID. A representative from the School for Field Studies will be visiting TCNJ's campus on Wednesday, March 17th at 2 p.m. in Social Sciences 103 to speak about the opportunities to study in Australia, Bhutan, Costa Rica, Kenya, Mexico, and Turks and Caicos. Seriously, you could study in Turks and Caicos. And answer questions students may have about the School for Field Studies. That's March 17th at 2 p.m. If you are on this campus and you have the opportunity to go to Turks and Caicos, an island, and study, quote unquote, yeah, I would go. March 17th, Social Sciences 103, 2 p.m. That is awesome. I almost want to enroll back in school just to go study at Turks and Caicos. There will be a TCNJ panel on the NEO panel on Wednesday, March 17th at 2 p.m. in the library auditorium. Professor Ellen Friedman will moderate a TCNJ faculty members, Mark Casella, Michelle Tarter, and Judah Bennett, discussing the NEO family offering personal experiences and perspectives. If you would like to add an event to the campus calendar, please email it to pr@wtsr.org in an email titled Campus Calendar Event. And that, my friends, is your campus calendar. We will be right back. Actually, of course, I have once again have music queued up, but nothing to play. we were talking about the Asteroids Galaxy tour before, you know, because they're playing at Kung Fu Necktie.
I wonder what Kung Fu Necktie looks like.
We need to just we need to call them and just explain A, who we are, and B, maybe we just need to go see, and we'll go see the when is this show?
It's was it next week?
It depends. I have a busy week.
We should start using our radio show power and clout to get comped stuff.
Oh, it's not very nice to get. You know, we could always ask. It's next Sunday.
Sunday, really? I'm in church all day.
Yeah, I have Tyler, but I mean, if it's late, like 8 o'clock, I mean, I'm totally up to going to. Well, depending on how the song is.
Right.
First, we should see how the song is, but I really want to go see Kung Fu Necktie.
Exactly.
I do.
So let's make this happen. I'll put a call in.
We're gonna give him a call.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very interested. In it.
Yeah.
My mind is frazzled. I'm just so happy about the
retarded guys.
We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna play some Asteroid Galaxy tour, and then
worst name ever.
And then we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about our guests and stuff, and we'll talk about next week. We'll talk about my busy week. I got some stuff talking.
Song should be "I'm Kind of Like a Big Deal."
Well, we might have to play that. Let's find clips because I think we got to play it next. But here's the Asteroid Galaxy tour, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.